Chapter 150 would be. "Well, now," apostrophe said Mr. Pickwick, "let me have a settlement with you. Apostrophe of the same kind as the last?" "Apostrophe, apostrophe," inquired Perker, with another laugh. "Not exactly," apostrophe rejoined Mr. Pickwick, drawing out his pocketbook and shaking the little man heartily by the hand. "I only mean a pecuniary settlement. You have done me many acts of kindness that I can never repay, and have no wish to repay, for I prefer continuing the obligation." Apostrophe, with this preface, the two friends dived into some very complicated accounts and vouchers, which, having been duly displayed and gone through by Perker, were at once discharged by Mr. Pickwick with many professions of esteem and friendship. They had no sooner arrived at this point than a most violent and startling knocking was heard at the door. It was not an ordinary double knock, but a constant and uninterrupted succession of the loudest single raps, as if the knocker were endowed with a perpetual motion, or the person outside had forgotten to leave off. "Dear me, what's that?" apostrophe apostrophe exclaimed Perker, starting. "I think it is a knock at the door," apostrophe said Mr. Pickwick, as if there could be the smallest doubt of the fact. The knocker made a more energetic reply than words could have yielded, for it continued to hammer with surprising force and noise, without a moment's cessation. "Dear me," apostrophe apostrophe said Perker, ringing his bell, "we shall alarm the inn. Mr. Lowten, don't you hear a knock?" "Apostrophe, I'll answer the door in one moment, sir," apostrophe replied the clerk. The knocker appeared to hear the response, and to assert that it was quite impossible he could wait so long. It made a stupendous uproar. "It's quite dreadful," apostrophe said Mr. Pickwick, stopping his ears. "Make haste, Mr. Lowten," apostrophe Perker called out. "We shall have the panels beaten in." Apostrophe, Mr. Lowten, who was washing his hands in a dark closet, hurried to the door, and turning the handle, beheld the appearance which is described in the next chapter. Gutenberg edition. End of chapter.